Hey everyone, Bob WP. It is time for Do the Woo episode 70, the big 70. Hey Brad, he's joining us today. You know Brad, the mainstay of Do the Woo. How you doing, Brad?
I'm good, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Are you mourning the end of summer, or have you been summarized?
No, I'm ready. I already had a pumpkin spice latte. I've had pumpkin chili, pumpkin cookies. I get pumpkin beer. I get into it a little bit earlier than most people. So I went to my first Halloween store yesterday, day of August. So yeah, I'm ready for fall. I'm done with summer. Let's bring on the cool weather, the sweatshirts. Halloween,
yeah.
All that.
Halloween, fun. Yeah, I was waiting for that one.
What about you? Are you clinging on to summer? Or are you ready to?
Oh, no, I'm ready. You know, we've had a pretty mellow, you know, we always have a mellow summer here. So we're very moderate weather. I mean, this weekend we're having a heat wave of, we'll be in the 70s, you know, so it's like, ooh, weird stuff. So, but I'm good with that. We've had fog most of the day coming off the ocean, so. I'm always in a fog anyway, so it suits me well. All righty, let's get it on with the show here. First, I want to start out by thanking our sponsors, WooCommerce.com. I might just mention that they have a new developer resource portal that was just launched this week. And yeah, it's pretty sweet. You'll have to go check it out. A lot more information there. They're going to be I think every time they add new content there, they'll be putting it on their developer blog. So you'll be aware of new guides that are put in there. So it's pretty sweet looking. And you can just go over to their site and look on their blog, and they have an article about that, and you can link right on into it. Check out WC.com, way to take that old default WooCommerce checkout page and really buff it up. One of the interesting things I like about it, and I'm not sure if he's one of the few that does this, but they auto-populate the city and state fields when you put in the postal code. So actually, having talked to him on this podcast, he said that he was going to shift the zip code up above the state and city, because if you fill in the zip code, then just move on down. It's auto-filled. So it's kind of a different user experience, but I think it's pretty sweet. And GoWP.com, whether it's WordPress maintenance or a team for your content edits or page builds, their white label for agencies is, just you don't have to worry about this stuff. You can focus on what you do the best. Well, let's move on. Got a great guest today, Greg Karelitz from HubSpot. How are you doing today, Greg?
I'm doing great. Sitting up here on the outskirts of the greater Boston area, and I think we have a streak of about 75 degree sunny days coming up. So fingers crossed that we can get outside a good amount and really enjoy it.
Excellent. Well, Greg, how do you do the woo?
Oh, man. Well, I've been doing the woo for a long time now. As both as a builder, but also a partner. My day job, and something that I'm really passionate about, is I work at HubSpot, and I am the global manager of WordPress partnerships. So I work with all different WordPress partnerships, from themes to plugins to hosting companies. And one of my favorite partners is WooCommerce. So not only do I have the pleasure of working with the talented and really smart people over at WooCommerce and get to chat with them on a weekly basis, but we also have a pretty in-depth integration now for free between HubSpot and WooCommerce that helps online stores grow their business better and know more about the businesses and people that are coming to shop their stores to help them really get the deep insights. So I have a personal side of loving to build online stores and websites. That's the nerd in me. And then the professional side, which is also a little bit nerdy, where I get to build partnerships and product with WooCommerce as part of it. And it can go a lot deeper than that, but I get to do the Woo on a daily basis, which is pretty fun.
Yeah, anyone that gets to do the Woo on a daily basis is living a good life, that's for sure. So
I'll tell you.
Yeah. Well, just for anyone, and there probably aren't many listening, if any, that aren't familiar with HubSpot, but for anyone listening that may not be familiar with HubSpot, in a nutshell, kind of encapsulate what, you know, what the company is and what you do over there, or what HubSpot, you know, the service offerings.
So HubSpot is an all-in-one growth platform. So basically in today's landscape, there are, I think there's like 7,000 plus marketing tech softwares and about 3,000 or 4,000 plus sales tech softwares. What HubSpot does is, instead of having all of your tools disconnected, we've built a full all-in-one platform that ties together HubSpot CRM with HubSpot marketing, HubSpot sales, and HubSpot services, and puts all these tools under one platform, and also integrates with over 500 other tools, so that all of your sales, marketing, customer service software is all bundled into one interface, which also gives you extreme depth and knowledge on your customers and what they're doing across your business, both from a marketing, sales, and service perspective, so you can help them and ultimately achieve more growth of your own business.
Yeah, I want to dive more into that and, you know, just kind of how it plays a huge role, especially, I mean, in the e-commerce space, even specifically WooCommerce. But I'm curious, now I saw a little bit of your journey to WooCommerce, and I think it's fascinating. And yours goes, you know, to quite a young age, which is pretty impressive. I mean, I can't tell you what I was doing at that age, but it certainly wasn't building websites or, well, the WooCommerce obviously wasn't around, so that would be impossible. But so tell us a little bit, go back in time and tell us how you journeyed or how you got into WooCommerce yourself personally.
Yeah. So back in high school, one of my best friends from high school and I, we did woodworking as our elective all 4 years. And for senior year, when we had the opportunity to do a senior project, which actually got rid of one of our classes so we could focus on something that we really cared to dive deeply in. So we're like, we got to do something around woodworking. And in the wood shop, we had a lathe, which is a machine that you can use what's called turning different products. So the thing that we decided to make were these, what we thought were super beautiful, handmade wooden and acrylic pens, where we would buy these kits, get exotic wood, whittle them down on the lathe, polish them up, make them look super pretty. And we would package them and sell them to individuals, local stores. And then we decided to take this into our full summer business. So we said, like, you know, we're building these pens for our classmates for graduation, which was our senior project. You know, why don't we just go and get a lathe, put it in my basement, and why don't we just build as many pens, both acrylic and wooden, that we can make and see who wants to buy them and see what we can make off of it. And we loved it. So we got a lathe, put it in my parents' basement. My buddy Steve would come over and we'd stay up till like 2 or 3 in the morning making as many handmade wooden pens as possible, getting different packages to make them look super presentable. We started selling them around local stores. And we said, why stop at local stores? What if people somewhere else wanted them? So, you know, we then dipped our toes into building a website. And this was my real first endeavor building a website for business. And all my research led me right into WordPress and then ultimately into WooCommerce. Where then we had all of our handmade pens with their own products for people to buy wherever they were throughout the United States because we only ship domestically. And it started to really work, which was cool. And then once we went off to college, it got a little bit difficult to zip over to my parents' basement to make these pens. So we decided to slow that business down. And then in college, the next iteration, a group of friends and I decided to make custom boat shoes. So we actually manufactured our own boat shoe and went through the whole process of actually manufacturing them. It was pretty crazy. I think there were like 10 iterations to get to the final product. And then I was looked at as the chief technology officer because I was the computer science nerd. And they said, let's figure out a way to build an online store. So again, did the same process and ended up building a WordPress website, having WooCommerce in it. And we had 4 different colors with 30 different variations. So if you add up all those different types of products, there were well over hundreds of SKUs. And so WooCommerce was like our first really experience into building a full-fledged e-commerce store for our boat shoe business. And our model actually led to hundreds of thousands of dollars in sales in the first 5 months because we had this network of college ambassadors that were helping drive people to the site. We were able to track their sales with coupons, and it got pretty involved. But that was the early stages with WooCommerce and my journey into it. And now I have some passion projects that I build my sites and host my stores on. And most recently with coronavirus, some of my best family friends have had their businesses turned upside down being more brick and mortar. And so I've helped them actually turn their businesses and change their models into online stores where they can then sell their products, services, and goods. And they've done pretty well through it. So it's a true passion of mine, and it started a long time ago, and I kind of just stepped in it and got lucky with the right products, and was kind of just studying and researching it most nights and really loved getting sucked into the journey of it.
So I'm wondering what the heck boat shoes are.
From the guy that lives next to the ocean.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So if you've ever seen like Sperry Topsiders or something like that, there are these shoes that I guess a lot of people when I was in college were wearing these around their campuses. And what we thought about them was that these they're kind of cool. Everybody wears them out. And there was basically just one company that was the dominant player, Sperry. And they didn't ever do customization. So my friend that went to University of Miami was in a fraternity, and all these guys were wearing boat shoes. And he came up with the idea of what if we could put a fraternity and sorority logo on a boat shoe where people that are already buying all this accessories for their fraternities. I wasn't in one, so I didn't really understand it, but he's like, you know, there's a huge market here. So the boat shoe is simply a shoe that people wear that are actually built for boats. The outsoles have a special grip, so if water gets under them, it still stays grippy. But they're kind of a everyday or going out kind of shoe that you can muck up or spill on, and there's no worries. And so we said, let's do some research into this, and we built a cool product, and then had to find a way to get it into the feet of people, which was then my job a bit.
Yeah, I really like the stories you shared, because a lot of the guests we have on the show kind of start on the technology side. They start by building websites either for them, generally for other people, or, you know, maybe for themselves. But to hear that you started with an idea and a product that you were like, this could work. Let's start selling this beyond just the local area online. How do we do that? And then landing on WooCommerce is pretty cool. And not only landing on WooCommerce, but liking it so much and having such success that you thought about that on your next venture, right, with the shoes. And mm-hmm. and essentially it sounds like doing kind of the same thing of, you know, getting it online, getting out there and having some success with that, which I think is a really cool story just around WooCommerce. And like, I think back to when I was in high school, which, you know, it's been a little while, but it was in the mid to late 90s. And like, obviously there was nothing like that. You couldn't just spin up a quick site to sell something. Even in the 2000s, there were some options, but everything was kind of clunky and it wasn't great. And now it's like, not only can you launch a store very easily with minimal effort, but you can do it on your own for a pretty minimal, potentially none to really low cost, you know, certainly a minimal cost in terms of really just hosting, right? Like if you don't need to go buy premium extensions or anything like that. So I think it just speaks to the power and flexibility around WooCommerce to hear, like, you know, a high schooler like yourself back then was able to launch a successful product and do really well. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, and I think it kind of worked out nicely because we already had a built-in customer base with some stores around the area. And then what we decided to do was in the packaging that people were buying in the physical stores, we'd put our website, which doesn't exist anymore, but it was ikpens.com. And people would then buy them as gifts for friends and family for different occasions. Actually, what was pretty cool is one of our customers, because like some of the woods we would use were like mahogany, like really beautiful, and all the way to like one called Wengi, which if you look it up, it's an exotic wood. But he wanted 100 pens, all the same, that were laser engraved with his company's logo on it. And we had no idea how to do a laser engraving. And for us to sell 100 pens in one fell swoop was like a great order. And our margins on them were fantastic because we were making them all ourselves. And we actually got the wood recycled, so we didn't have to pay for it. And so we brought it to a local engraving shop, had them all engraved. They looked amazing. And we shipped them to him for, I think they were for his like holiday gifts for his employees. And he said that they were like the coolest thing that he'd ever given out, whether he was just saying that to build us up or not. But I think the story of a couple high school kids building a little pen business that could also be customized was something that people found exciting. I don't think I could do that again because I'm no longer in high school and don't have that ability to say, oh, I'm a high school guy building these things. But it was a pretty cool moment and really my first step into business without really knowing what I was doing at all.
Yeah. Yeah. And it sounds like that is, just kind of seeing where you're at now working and with HubSpot and partnerships and specifically around WordPress and WooCommerce. It makes it, you know, kind of, I don't want to say it ties a bow on the story, but clearly it shows that trajectory of like, little did you know back then selling pens that was like putting you on the path to where you have ended up now, you know, just because of the software you're using. Like, who would even think that's possible? You know, like you just happen to use WordPress and WooCommerce and you did it again and now you're experienced with it and you do it a lot and you've done it for friends and families and now you're, you know, now it's your job is related and involved with WordPress.
I'm one of the luckiest people I know. We're like getting to work with cool businesses and help other businesses try to achieve what I've tried to achieve is something that I do genuinely get excited about. Mm-hmm. And it leads me down the path of learning about more products and more themes and more plugins and more, which is just a kind of a never ending cycle, which is kind of that developer journey, if you will, is there's always a different way and better way to do it. And
yeah.
The community around WordPress and also WooCommerce specifically now is mature enough where you can build a pretty powerful, beautiful store in a matter of hours if you know what you're doing. And I feel like that's a secret power that people can start to hold today.
Yeah. Yeah. Very true.
This episode is brought to you by checkoutwc.com. A premium plugin that replaces your WooCommerce checkout page with a beautiful, responsive, and conversion-optimized design. I've heard it myself working with shop owners over the last several years. The frustration of limited options they have for the checkout page design. And I know they're eager to implement best practices and good design to maximize conversions. This is where Checkout WC steps in with a solution that helps you with reduced abandoned carts and also helps you increase sales. The best part is that it works with any WordPress theme and you won't need to struggle with configuring page builders or even messing with code. In a nutshell, it's easy to get the checkout page the way you want it to be. Head on over to checkoutwc.com and sign up for their 7-day free trial. And to top that off, drop in the promo code BOBWP and you'll get 10% off. That's checkoutwc.com. And now back to our conversation. As far as the integration and HubSpot with WooCommerce, was this something that while you were working at HubSpot that you decided to go ahead and, you know, you came up with the idea that we need to, you know, make this integration tighter. We need to make it more seamless. How did that all come to be around WooCommerce and HubSpot?
Yeah, it's something that I, in my role today, one of the things that I think helps a lot is that I am the customer. And so I use HubSpot on a daily basis. I use WooCommerce on a daily basis most times. And the two didn't really work together very well. And I was like, this is frankly a little bit, we're not serving the need of the people that are the ones that should be benefiting the most from this. And so I got to give a few shout outs here, but I'll tell about the journey on how we connected the dots. One of HubSpot's premier partners, it's a company in India called Make Web Better. And they have a sister company called Said Commerce, and they're actually one of the the largest e-commerce solution partners out there. But MakeWebBetter had built an integration between HubSpot and WooCommerce. That was good. It was a paid plugin, and it basically brought over your customer and order information from WooCommerce into HubSpot as contacts and deals. And it was a good integration, but I think part of the beauty of having everything work well together is that you can have a premium integration using two free softwares and integrate them for free together. And I think if those don't all add up, you get some users and some customers, but you're not serving the market the way that the market, I think, has the pent-up demand for. So when diving into that and chatting with MakeWebBetter, their founder, Himanshu, and a couple people on the team, Umakant, who leads the team, and Shuitanch, who's the lead developer on the plugin, were like, you know what? We want to bring this product and this integration to full blore market and make it so that businesses that choose to use WooCommerce as their store can choose to use HubSpot's free plan or paid plans for free with WooCommerce. And so we set on this mission to redesign how the integration worked, make it easier to onboard, make it easier to use, make it free for everybody. And they did it. And it took about 4 to 6 months to fully revamp it. And now, since we launched it or relaunched it in April, May, there are over 4,000, 5,000 stores now using the integration.
Wow, that's great.
And it's still just scratching the surface, and there's a couple of new exciting things coming out in probably the next couple of weeks or so that are just going to make the integration even stronger, where we're bringing more of HubSpot inside of WooCommerce so businesses have one-click buttons that lead them to know everything about what their customers have done across their business. So it's about to be really exciting, which it already is, but now we're going to make it even easier for WooCommerce store owners to know more about their customers, more about their behaviors, and more about the things that actually drive results so that they can continue to make more money and grow their businesses better, which is our mission. So it's exciting, and I think about to get more exciting.
Got to sell more pins, right?
Hey, I might have to spin this business back up.
Now you got the tools.
That's right.
Yeah, I love seeing it. We actually use HubSpot. At my company, Web Dev Studios, we switched over the beginning of the year fully to the CRM. I'm a big fan. I was a fan before, but now I'm an even bigger fan because we use it every single day. It's a great platform. And the free offering around the CRM and stuff is like, it's actually insane that it's free, to be honest. So, what I love about this is it's, you know, anyone that has a store, like even back when you're selling the pins, like selling some products initially, you know, you can get some products out there where you can do stuff. And at some point you're going to hit, you know, a bit of a wall in terms of growth. And that's where tools like HubSpot and just like looking at the data, analyzing it, looking at more powerful marketing tools, and integrations and what you can do to kind of market to your existing customers, what you do to convert more customers or new customers, bring more traffic. I mean, clearly it's you know, you could spend as much as you want on this type of stuff, but like you said, you're basically pairing up two free tools that are giving you some massively powerful information and features at your service that could have will have a direct and immediate impact on your sales. You know, so it's kind of a no-brainer, especially if you're not doing any kind of marketing automation or anything like this, to at the very least to look at some of the free stuff that HubSpot's offering, hook up that integration component, start pulling that data in, and then see what you can do with it. Because that the data is key, right? You can learn so much, but it's just like it's knowing what to look at, how to look at it. Just like Google Analytics, right? There's so much data, but trying to understand how to decipher it is really the challenge. And I think tools like HubSpot really, really help with that. So I think I also love seeing companies like HubSpot releasing their own products. Cause I think, you know, you mentioned there's the other company, which is awesome. You guys partner with them. That's really cool versus competing with each other. But the idea that, you know, the premium space, I got to buy this. I'm working with a company I don't really know, as almost like a middleman to make sure WooCommerce and HubSpot play nice together. Like that's not going to sit well with a lot of people, and especially larger stores, it's probably not going to sit right at all versus, hey, this is the official HubSpot, you know, plugin. This is the official integration. Like immediately have trust in that, right? I'm going to trust that it's HubSpot's name on it. It's going to be good. And I think you're already seeing it. You got 4,000 or 5,000 users just in a matter of months on a new plugin or a revamped plugin. That's pretty amazing. So congrats. That's a great job.
Yeah, and I think to your point on that too, it's like to have that Make Web Better team who are premier plugin developers in the WordPress and WooCommerce space be committed to making this product even better and free. Like, honestly, I think the credit goes to them on making this all work.
Yeah.
And then we have WooCommerce in the mix now, and we're jointly promoting this because, and the people always ask like, oh, what's the catch? There really is no catch. I think the beauty of the way that HubSpot's business model was built and what our founders and a lot of the people that make a lot of the decisions feel is we want to add to your experience, Brad, like unmatched value at a free level and not have any, you know, strings attached. And then when you need more, you can upgrade to more plans and different paths that then unlock more value so you can continue to grow better. And I just think when you put the customer first and really think about how the integration fixes their business problems, I think is when you start to really earn the trust and respect that then leads to steady downloads and steady users and happy customers that hopefully tell a lot of other people about it too.
Yeah. I mean, if the store is successful, then everyone involved is successful, including, you know, the products and services that they're using. Right. So, I think it's a really smart, business approach to it, because being honest, that's one of the things that sold us. I'm like, we can use their CRM for free. I literally said the same thing. What's the catch? I don't understand. And then I realized, oh, there's obviously some additional value and services we can tap into when the timing's right and when we're ready. So that makes sense, you know? But yeah, definitely cool to see this. And again, I think it's like you said, the credit, to the team, over there, and just it could have easily went the route where you launch your own product and you're competing, and then it's, you know, market confusion or whatever it might be. But the fact that, you know, you partnered up with each other and really, you know, revamped it, built it up, released it for free, is super cool, especially for the community and all the open source users of the products. So
yeah.
This episode is brought to you by GoWP, your partner to help you sell maintenance programs to your clients while growing your business. Now, your expertise in designer development should not be weighed down with shop maintenance. And the best solution is to hand off that low-value work that can often eat up your days. Making sure your clients' sites are healthy and up-to-date is critical. We all know that. And their white label service provides you with their engineers and developers as an extension to your team. And that even extends to their knowledge base. It's filled with pricing page templates, lead magnets, and maintenance plan documentation that you can edit and use yourself. Topping that off is a content edit request service. From experience, I know that any Woo shop, their success is based on fresh and up-to-date content. Often it gets overlooked, it gets neglected. Well, GoWP has a service that will cover that for your clients and for your agency. Personally, I know that you will not regret extending your services through GoWP and leaving your clients in safe and comfortable hands. I suggest you head on over to GoWP and sign up for their free partner account. That's GoWP.com. Now let's head back to the show. Are you finding any reception from agencies? I mean, I take Brad's, for example. I mean, agencies that may already be using it themselves, and maybe this integration grows tighter, is opening their eyes that, yeah, this is something I might want to start recommending to my customers, where before maybe it was, you know, the disconnect or literally the disconnect was there. I'm just curious if you've seen that as I'm not sure if you're talking to those agencies or who's talking to them, but if that is a little bit more enticing because they've got the experience behind them already and they've got the trust in you. And now with this, it seems like it's an easier step to convince our clients into using it if it's the right fit for them.
Yeah, I think that there's two demographics that I think are starting to really benefit and add more value to it. The first one that you call out is the agency. I think a lot of times agencies are looking for easier ways to connect tools together that add more value to their customers. This is a great one. I feel like I wish I were closer to more agencies to understand more of what they're doing and trying to accomplish. That is probably something that I'm going to try to jump into a little bit more deeply over the next couple months. But of the agencies that I have spoken with and work with on, you know, how do we build this correctly? What do we do here? The reception has been very positive. It's just been an easy way for them to pull the data right into HubSpot and be able to help their customers manage their business better. So 100% on that. The second demographic that I think is going to be really interesting is other plugins that work really well with WooCommerce that can also work really well with HubSpot. So there are a few I can't mention, but we're having conversations with a couple where they add a lot of value to the WooCommerce space today with their plugins. And they see their plugins as a natural segue to add more data inside of HubSpot to allow business and sales and growth leaders have more information on the shoppers and the prospects and the customers that are about to make or making purchases. So there's a couple layers here that I think we're kind of just peeling back and starting to discover. That's the initial integration between WooCommerce and HubSpot is phase one. Phase two is how do we help all the other plugin developers and all the other users of those plugins get even more value by having those tools also integrate with HubSpot. So all the data continues to flow between the three, WooCommerce, that plugin, and HubSpot, or add another plugin into that that triangle there. And then it starts to create a network effect between products, which I think is where you start to see amazing value because people use a lot of plugins with WooCommerce today. So we want all of them to work really well with WooCommerce and HubSpot. And the value people will get from that will be even greater than they get today, which is, I think, where I start to get really excited and say, how do we best do this in a way that's also systematic so that developers can do it without working with people or talking to people, and that customers just know that it works, and those agencies can say, oh, it works with X, Y, Z, and A, B, and C. This is a no-brainer. And that's really the penultimate goal is like, how do we get to that level? And that's a pretty long journey.
Yeah, it's smart you're thinking about that because I think a lot of companies don't. They're laser focused, I guess for good reason. They're laser focused on their product, right? But like you said, I don't know if I've ever seen a WordPress site or a WooCommerce site that has one plugin running, right? Like it's usually at least 10, sometimes like 50, you know, or even more. And to make sure they're all playing nicely and even tapping in. I love plugins that, like you said, interact well with each other. And a lot of the big ones do that because it's worth the investment for them to integrate with all these different plugins, like, you know, a Yoast SEO or something. How can we integrate with that or whatever it might be? So I think it's super cool when plugins start seeing each other and say, hey, I noticed you're running HubSpot. We can interact with that. Would you like to set up that configuration? Like, yeah, I would. Oh, I didn't even know that existed. Let me look at a video that shows me what we can do, you know? And there's, like you said, a ton of potential there, you know, because there's just so many plugins, great plugins that people use and they need on these stores. So and just WordPress in general, not even WooCommerce specific, but WordPress specific. There's a lot. So it's great to hear you're thinking about that and having those conversations and heading in that direction.
That's the ultimate mission. And that's actually why when asked to take over this role inside of HubSpot, I was like, yes. Because as the customer, and I actually think that this is the future of WordPress, is there are 50 some odd thousand plugins and 50,000 some odd themes. And the more tightly all of those work together in some way, shape, or form, the less the customer has to do and the more value it adds to the customer. And I think the more businesses that we can actually bring into that mind space with us, the better the experience is going to be all around. I don't necessarily look at it as competition. I look at it as cooperation. And I think that's what's going to move the needle even further for businesses like HubSpot to be successful in the space.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, every plugin, every extension, every theme is an extension of WordPress and is it, for better or worse, representing WordPress. And you can imagine, I'm sure we've all come across this where someone's having trouble and you get in there and there's just plugins that weren't built correctly or they don't work well with anything. And it's just a terrible experience for the user trying to set it up. And they, at the end of the day, what are they going to blame? They're going to blame WordPress. They're going to blame, you know, the overall CMS that they're using. They probably may not realize it's one particular plugin or it's a combination of plugins that don't work well together. So ultimately WordPress gets a black eye and they move on to something else, right? So anything we can all do to make just the process better, easier, more intuitive. I mean, Bob, we've talked about Woo and how there's some challenges there just from a configuration standpoint. If you're not somewhat technical, it can be extremely overwhelming when you get into the configuration pages and the settings pages. I'm like, oh my God, like I have 10 pages of stuff I got to make decisions on. You know, that can be overwhelming for people. And I know that's something that WooCommerce team is working towards simplifying. So it's more of a, you know, I hate to say it, but more of a Shopify experience of what type of store do you have? And a couple clicks and boom, like everything's configured for you, you know? So, but it just speaks to that. Like we got, it's the right thing to do no matter what we're doing for releasing code and products for WordPress is to make sure at the very least they play nice with other plugins and themes. And hopefully they integrate with them and actually can help support each other and grow, you know? So it's a good point.
Yep. Good stuff. And yeah, I'm going to have to keep on top of this and hear all this stuff you're doing and what's going on and with this integration. And I think definitely we have to have you back. I don't know when, but to talk about this plugin piece and how you're approaching those builders and getting them to integrate HubSpot into that. And yeah, it's fascinating stuff. So we're going to have to definitely put you on the radar to talk more about that down the road.
Yeah.
Yep, for sure. Well, let's go ahead and move into announcements and then I'll have Brad wrap this up for us. I know that you mentioned that some cool stuff is coming on down the pike, the close pike, I guess I could call it. As far as the integration. So tell us a little bit about that. What's happening?
Yeah. So today, the way that you would configure HubSpot and WooCommerce together, the plugin's pretty simple to use. But now that we have a pretty critical mass using it and a lot more people will be using it, one of the things that we want to do is look to see what other of the best plugins do to enhance other parts of WooCommerce. So specifically, if you think of like the orders page, when you use a print slip plugin, there's usually actions right next to in the line items of your orders, a click to print, a print slip. So what we're doing and the Make Web Better team has done is they're now bringing buttons into the order screen so that as you're looking at all your orders, there will be two buttons. One will have a little human icon so you can click that and it brings you right into your HubSpot account on that contact profile that allows you to see all the pages anybody's ever viewed, any buttons they've ever clicked, any email they opened or haven't opened or clicked inside. Basically a beautiful, tidy timeline of all the behaviors and activities they've ever done. So that'll be brought into the order page. Right next to that button will be a handshake icon that's going to be a button that leads you out to the deal. So the order syncs with the deal inside of HubSpot so that you can see more metadata in a really easy to view manner so you can see where this deal originated, how, like what source, did it find you from Google? Did it find you from social media? How much was the deal? How many orders has this person done? All in a beautiful deal organization card. So that will make the user experience better. Additionally, inside the plugin itself, there'll be a brand new dashboard page so you can see all of the contacts, orders and products that have synced and if you have any outstanding syncs that need to happen. And then the team's also enhancing what are a paid feature of HubSpot, which is called workflows. It's our automation. So that now with a click of a button, you can have a full automated workflow created that will allow you to do first order nurturing or second order nurturing or abandoned cart nurturing without ever doing anything, which is going to be super powerful. So we're basically making the user experience and the like what we know are the things that people want to do more easy to actually do. And that'll be coming out over the next couple of weeks to make sure that the product's enhanced for everybody using it and all the people that want to use it.
That's awesome. I love the history tracking. We use that at WebDev. When someone fills out a contact form, we can see like every page they visited and how they landed on our contact form, which you can imagine is insanely valuable information to understand, like what content's working, what content's not. And it's the same with products, like how they land on this product and buy it. Maybe they looked at five other ones and they keep going to the same one. That tells you something. It's just such valuable information that you can learn from. It's so cool to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. A lot of cool stuff there. Brad, anything going on with you?
Anything going on with me? No, but I'll plug my book. So Professional WordPress Plugin Development, second edition. If you're like HubSpot and you're looking to build a plugin and you don't know where to start, you could just hire me or you could read my book and learn how to do it yourself. Check it out. It's on Amazon. It's probably in the bookstores, but I haven't been to a bookstore in a while. So it might be there if you want to brave going into a bookstore right now. But you can definitely get it on Amazon. The price dropped too, so it's a pretty good value. Just search Professional WordPress or WordPress plugins. You'll find it.
Excellent. Well, next Wednesday, the 8th, do the woo. I'm calling it version 5.0 because I was thinking of all my different versions and I skipped those. There was a few minor things and stuff. And then Brad coming on, of course, was one of the big versions. But incredible stuff coming. I mean, we're gonna be diving into the builder community big time, have great sponsors, bringing on all sorts of cool people, discussions even more so than ever. Yeah. Big stuff happening. Keep your eyes on that. We'll be talking more about that. And Brad, why don't you go ahead and wrap this up for us?
Yeah, so we definitely want to thank our sponsors, WooCommerce.com. Go check out that new developer portal, developer resource portal that's available if you're into development. Check out WC.com. As Bob mentioned, it's an optimized checkout page for WooCommerce. Really focus on conversions. Works with every theme. I also, too, love the auto-populating city-state, and I love the autofill stuff, especially on mobile, you know, and that'll get me every time when I hit some Facebook ad, and it makes it really easy to punch in my address. That's how I spend money when I probably shouldn't on my mobile phone, but make it easier for people to give you money, and they will. And then last but not least, GoWP.com. Great company, white label services for agencies. They can help handle your maintenance, 24/7 support team, content edits, page bills. It's a nice extension of your team, so you can focus on the larger project work and they'll handle some of the smaller stuff. So go check them out at gowp.com. And I guess that's it. What did I miss, Bob?
What did you miss? How about we find out where Greg is these days?
I think in exciting news, about to get married. So that's the personal. Thank you. And other than that, I think just wishing everybody to be safe and well, and hopefully with any time that they can find that would otherwise be spent negatively, they could hopefully dive into a passion project and choose to spend it positively and enhance themselves and maybe build something cool using WooCommerce and other plugins and that we've talked about today or that have also been mentioned throughout the show and other episodes. So I think that's the message that I would like to share is we got some time, we got time to spend, and we get to choose how we use it. And I think all of us can probably find some substantial ways to enhance ourselves and help other people out time being too. So that's the only update that I have that's noteworthy to share.
That's great. And if people want to reach out and connect, where can they find you online?
I think LinkedIn's usually a really good one. I say Twitter, but I'm not the best at Twitter. I'm trying to work on it a bit, but LinkedIn's a great one. And then feel free to message me on that, and we can either find a time to connect or share some stories over a meeting from there, or just chit-chatting on LinkedIn chat.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for being on the show, Gregory. This is a great conversation, a lot of value. Definitely check out the HubSpot if you're not familiar, or even if you are, go check out the new plugin they got. I'm definitely going to give it a look, kick the tires a little bit, let you know what I think, but it sounds amazing. And they got a lot of good information and even some short videos, which I love, that kind of overview the product, which are always a nice way to kind of digest quickly what all it can do. So definitely appreciate it. You can find me on Twitter, WilliamsBA. I'm on LinkedIn. I probably will. Maybe we'll connect. We'll see. I check it, I don't know, once a month. I guess you're supposed to. But yeah, Twitter's the best way. And Bob, what, Pete, you just tell people to Google Bob WP and they'll find you, right?
Right. That's about it.
All right, for Bob and everyone else, we will wrap it up. We'll see you on the next Do the Woo.